Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Friday Book Club discussion. Just a few announcements before we dive in. As a reminder, we have coffee and books coming up on Saturday, March 22nd from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join authors Crystal Cottle, Lynn Shannon, and Sarah Sundin for an hour of book talk. Sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events to get the link to join. And as a reminder, I have joined 3 book giveaways for March through Book Funnel. You can use the links in the blog post for this episode to peruse and claim these free reads. Please note that these books are not all part of the Christian romance genre, but they are all historical romance. For those of you who can make it to an in-person event in Indiana, I have 2 coming up in April. The first one is on Saturday, April 5th, and I will be at the Warsaw Public Library from 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturday, April 19th, I will be at the Branch Coffee Shop in Fairmount, Indiana with Abby Downey from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we hope to meet some of you there. That is it for announcements. Let's jump into this week's book discussion of Earning the Mountain Man's Trust by Misty M. Beller. Earning the Mountain Man's Trust. In the wild mountains of Montana Territory, the Coulter Ranch is a place of family, second chances, and a hidden fortune. Naomi Wyatt has finally given up on the man who once promised to love her for the rest of his life, then disappeared after a business trip, never responding to her letters. She's now alone with a beautiful baby to provide for, a daughter whose red hair reminds her daily of the man she gave her heart to. She has to move on, though, and she did. Going west with her sister. When Jonah Coulter asks for her hand in marriage, she knows she would be hard-pressed to find a better father for her sweet child. He's a Coulter, after all, and he's proven to be a good friend during her darkest hours. Eric LaGrange thought he'd lost Naomi forever, but when he finally gets word that she's in the Montana Territory, he drops everything to go after her and their daughter. How could Naomi have kept their beautiful child from him? And how could she move on so quickly that she's already engaged to another man? He loves Naomi so much that he'll accept whatever choice is best for her. But is that him or this settled rancher who clearly cares for them? No matter what, he's determined to know his daughter and become the father he always wanted to be. With Eric's sudden appearance, Naomi's heart is shredded once again. She barely has time to catch her breath before a new threat appears on the horizon. This time, she has far more at stake than her heart, and only a divine hand can turn this disaster for their good. Okay, I have to ask, because this is not where I saw this going.
No.
What, I mean, did this book surprise you?
Yes, it did. This is not what I expected.
Because towards the end of book 3, Jonah asked for Naomi's hand in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonah's been the one that, like, they've become really good friends, you know, because she was helping him during the recovery with his leg. And he plays with her daughter all the time, loves her daughter. I don't know. I mean, initially when you started it,
I was like, why did he come?
Mm-hmm. Did you feel like, oh, this isn't what I wanted?
Right. I wanted her to marry Jonah.
I had a hard time getting into it at first because I was like, no, you go away.
Right.
And because the series is is leading you more towards Jonah and Naomi becoming man and wife. And then she throws this twist in there.
Yeah.
It's a good twist. Don't get me wrong. In the end, I love Eric.
Yes. But in the beginning, I didn't like him. I didn't like him. Number one, because I didn't want him to be back in her life. But like some of the things he wanted to do. Like take Mary Ellen, his daughter, back east.
Yeah. And Naomi.
And I was like, are you just going to whisk her?
Take her away.
And yeah, yeah.
And okay, so they face a lot of things. Did you expect that fight between Jonah and Eric?
No.
No. But then I thought, Eric, you had it coming to you. How dare you walk on into their home and say, you're not raising my daughter right. Basically, like you're not protecting her. She came walking out here without an adult with her, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't think that it would come to blows so fast, but I felt like Jonah was in the right there, to be honest. But
and
then
when the story goes on, you know why Eric feels the way he does about what happened. But he played on that so much in the beginning. It was just like, oh, I thought this is a dangerous place. My daughter can't be here. I'll take her away. You know, so, yeah.
And then they kind of settle in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much like he said, and he tells her, if you want to be married to Jonah, that's fine. I've lost my chance, but I still want to be a father to my daughter. And did you kind of feel bad for Naomi at that point? A little bit?
A little. I mean, I don't think she ever truly loved Jonah. It was probably more of convenience.
Yeah.
So then, you know, Jonah, that wouldn't have been fair.
I mean, it would have been settling for both of them.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah. But then Naomi's kind of like, but, you know, before she knows everything, Eric, you left me. You didn't come back.
Yeah.
And I trust you. Jonah's been through me this whole time, helpful. So,
Right. But then when you, okay, so as it goes along, he's working to get to know her again. Mm-hmm. And the regret he has over his actions prior, which led to her pregnancy, and then the respect that he has for her, where he's like, I don't want to get into that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I lose all self-control with you.
Right.
And he feels terrible that he allowed that to happen to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about him. That's where I kind of start really going, okay.
Right.
He's a good guy. He's just got into the heat of the moment with her and things happened. So, but then as the story unravels, you know, and she decides, I'd really like to be with Eric, than Jonah. I mean, how did you feel for Jonah at that point?
I felt bad. Like, she wanted, when it happened, she wanted to talk to her sister. But then Jonah comes, and I just felt bad for him.
I did. My heart really broke for him.
I think he really loved Naomi. He really wanted to. And then it was just like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he stepped back, though, at that point. He's like, I'm not going to.
Right.
If that's what you want, then let it go. But then things started unraveling, right, to say, whoa, Eric really isn't a bad guy. There was somebody else. Making things happen that, you know what I mean? That prevented that communication.
Yes.
And because he's like, I would have come running right away, like running back right away had I known.
They were both confused because when they started talking, they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, they were.
I didn't get your letters. What are you talking
about? Yeah. 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 So.
And then, okay. So then that takes you to like as we're getting close to the end and that guy shows up. Immediately I was like, he is not telling you the truth, and I cannot believe you're about ready to run out on her again.
Yes.
And then, you know, that telegram comes in that says, oh, yes, that's true. Your dad is dying. We really need you here. I know. Blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, wait a minute.
Because when I read that part, I'm like, please send a telegram to double check. And he did.
Yes. But then it came back and confirmed it. So then I was like, oh, well, maybe this isn't going the way I think it's going to go.
I thought, oh, okay. He's really, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out.
Whoa. I mean, that was, there were a lot of twists there towards mm-hmm. the end. But, and it was a little different because in a lot of her books, like the man is saying, no, I'm not letting her go. And he goes after the woman.
Yeah.
And this time it was the woman going after the man.
Oh, yes. Yep. Here comes Two Stones again.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. He gets in there and helps out. And
yeah.
And so does Jonah. And he ends up getting hurt in the process.
Yeah.
As well. Not, I mean, his heart was already hurt, right? But mm-hmm. this is like a physical injury.
Yep.
In the process. So this book, it surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
Should say there's a lot of good stuff in there, but mm-hmm. and there I what I love about it is it's like this second chance. You know what, when we were first in this relationship together, we screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't do it the way God wanted us to do it, and we let those emotions run high and it messed everything up, mm-hmm. right? But then to see that redemption piece, especially in Eric, where he's like, you know what? I took it to the cross. He forgave me. And I vowed never, ever to get into that again. And I mean, I think she's kind of, don't mm-hmm. you think, kind of changed her view there too. But he was very protective of her the mm-hmm. second time around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I really loved that. Anything else from that?
I love like the tail end when he was trying to decide. They're trying to decide where to live.
Oh, yes.
And his dad, I'm not going to say, but the dad, Eric's dad, just helped with that decision.
Yes.
And I really like that.
It made me want to meet his parents.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. in the end. And they don't come in at all. But yeah, he was a big mm-hmm. help in that.
Yeah.
That's like one of those, like, really, like, God moments mm-hmm. that sometimes we have where we're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You know, you're stuck at the fork in the road, and then God just like plops something in front of you, and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, this is where you're
right.
going.
Yep.
And
yep.
that's just kind of how she wrote it. I really liked that.
Like, well, that answers my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It was good. It is not, I'm just going to say it though. I'll just say it again before we go into our ratings. It is an excellent story. Don't give up on the third book at the beginning, because I struggled to get mm-hmm. past the fact that, no, I want her with Jonah. You know, yeah. like your reader brain just kind of mm-hmm. wants to follow that sequence. I promise it's worth it, because it's definitely worth getting to Jonah's story mm-hmm. as well. So with that being said, what would you give the inspiration level on this one?
Mocha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the drama? I'm gonna go latte.
Yeah,
I
latte.
Mean, like, there's just a lot of
a lot going on in this one.
A lot of fist fights.
Yeah.
Well, not a lot of fist fights, but there's more drama because of the baggage that comes from the past, right?
Yeah.
What about the mystery level?
I'd say probably mocha.
I would too, because you're right. When they started going, wait, you didn't get my letters? I didn't get, you know, what's going on? And mm-hmm. then there's a little bit of a slow reveal mm-hmm. and hints as to what the other person had done, that kind of stuff. Yeah. What about the suspense level?
Espresso to mocha kind of
I would agree, probably more espresso, right? Because the only thing that gets real suspenseful is right at the end, towards the end there, don't you think? I think the rest of it's more drama mm-hmm. centered. What about the romance level?
Mocha, espresso to mocha.
I would agree, because they do kind of, I mean, they have a history. And they have a child together, so we know.
Yeah.
been a lot of romance in their past, right? But I love, though, how she did write that scene. And I know I said it earlier where it's like he took the step back and said, I'm not disrespecting you that way again.
Right.
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 So, I think we got them all then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So then what is your overall lasso rating?
I would say a 3.
Me too. I think I'm probably going to end up going 3 in all the books in this series.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I just really enjoyed them, and I know Tiff and Jamie did too.
Yeah.
It's just, unfortunately, illness gets people. So so they're out in any ways. And Mom is out sick as well. So hopefully everyone's better for our next month's recording session. So
yes.
All right. That ends our discussion of Earning the Mountain Man's Trust. And next week, we will be talking about Winning the Mountain Man's Love. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.